Welcome back to the Jennifer Hammond Show on SiriusXM Urban View.
Welcome back. This is Jennifer Hammond, and I absolutely love finding ways that we can help you make good decisions in real estate. And recently I was talking with Nick, the producer, and realizing I'm always interested in what's out in the cutting edge of real estate. And one thing that I've seen in the DC area, but we're seeing all across the world, is 3D printed homes. Have you thought about that? What if you could have your home printed? Wouldn't that be so much fun? So my next guest is actually doing that. He has his own company. He is the CEO of, COBOD International, which strives toward full automation in the construction industry by designing 3D construction printers, as well as automated processes for the building site. They have 3D printing of the first building in Europe and many more to follow. Hendrik Lude Nielsen, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're in Denmark, right?
That's correct. I'm in Copenhagen, Denmark. The company is called Cobot.
Cobot, okay.
It's resemblance with robots, right?
Cobot.
It stands for construction building on demand, because that's what we're doing. We're doing buildings on demand.
That's so awesome. I love it. So talk about, you know, how did a Cobot start?
Well, we have multiple years of 3D printing experience. So we are, our background is that we are 3D printing experts. And then some 4 years ago, we saw that actually in China, there was a company claiming that, you know, they could 3D print buildings. And we then picked up on that happening a few other places, not a lot of places at that time, maybe three or four other places. And then we turned to the largest construction company here, and we asked them, is that something that they were aware of? And they were absolutely not aware, but they could also see the potential. And then together we applied for some government grants for researching this. And so we actually got a three-year grant for researching state-of-the-art of 3D construction printing globally, with the aim of bringing home that information about the state of the technology to the Danish construction sector. So before actually entering into this ourselves, we sort of investigated what state-of-the-art was, and we knew that perfectly before we began, and we were also convinced that we could do much better than the other guys, which is why we embarked on it.
Yay! Well, and I just think it's so exciting to do 3D printing homes. Again, I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is also a way that you can actually build a home much faster, correct?
Yeah, yes, that is correct. Of course, everything you do for the first time, like with our building in Copenhagen, the first in Europe, you're not very good at. You're not an expert at it when you do something for the first time. Think about the first time you drove a car.
Right.
You know, there was one guy, he told me, well, I drove into a light post, you know, and that was not because there was something wrong with the car. It was because there was something wrong with the operator of the car.
Well, and it's the same thing, like, think about riding a bicycle. How often do people fall off? And, you know, that can be
Exactly. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with the technology as such. And yes, we ran into several challenges, and therefore it took longer. But you can say it this way: we are now doing a project next year in a big European country outside of Denmark, and there we are doing 8 buildings at the same time. And we told the customer, don't expect that the first building will be very fast, probably also not the second or the third. But once we arrive at the 6th or the 7th building, we will be down to days in which we will finish the building. Please pay attention. There are two things that Americans are not aware of when we speak about that. One is you cannot 3D print a building, an entire building or an entire house in 24 hours. That has been the fourth claim made by American companies and also by other companies. Unfortunately, but very logically, it is not true. It simply cannot be done presently, and none of these companies that claim that they have done it haven't actually done it. You know, they've spent multiple days and weeks doing it. And secondly, when we talk about 3D printing of buildings, you have to realize that presently we're speaking about the wall or the raw house structure. We're not printing the toilets, we're not printing the wood flooring, and so on and so forth. So that means that you do the raw house faster. But then after that, you still apply the conventional technologies and it still take the same amount of time as was used previously. You can do it a little bit easier because we can do certain things that makes the following trades have an easier job, but the job still needs to be done and cannot be done by the printer. So that's a common mistake that people think that we are, especially in America, that we are 3D printing the entire building with all interiors and so on. That's definitely not the case. We are printing the raw structure, the raw house, so to say.
And so when you're printing the walls, and what is that material that you're using?
It's let's say it's traditional concrete, but with some special changes to the recipe, which makes it set faster, because we are doing things faster than the conventional industry. So we need to have the concrete to cure and become hard faster than the other guys. So in theory, yes, you can come down to that you can print the entire structure of a house in 1, 2, or 3 days. That's possible, but you still have to do the finishing, the interiors, et cetera, et cetera. So the entire house will not be done in one day, that's for sure. But you can cut down on how long time you use for the raw structure.
Well, and I think it's so exciting. So you also, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about 3D printing a home. And we're talking with Henrik. He's not in the United States. You might be able to tell by his accent. He's a CEO of Cobod, like robot, but C-O-B-O-D. And I want to make sure people know your website is www.cobod.com. So if you want to learn more about this is so much fun. I think it's like learning the sci-fi. It's really happening. So you guys have already done the first 3D printed home in Europe. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about it. That we did that, we're not into the business of selling construction projects. We're into the business of selling printers. That's what we do. We are technology guys. But we did the building to prove that our technology worked. And we will do other projects in the future for the same reason. So, next time, the next project we are looking at, well, that's not entirely true. There's one project before that. But let's say this 8-building project. In that project, we are after proving two things. One is that we can do it faster, much faster than conventional. And second is cost. So this project with 8 buildings is actually sold for a price which is 20% lower than the normal lowest cost for this type of buildings in that particular country. And thinking about that, this will be the second or third or fourth project that we will do. It really shows the potential, because if you already, after a few projects, are competitive with an industry that has taken 50 years or 100 years to reach where they are now, it shows the potential of the technology. It's like the same thing when we got laptops, desktops, the Atari computer and the first Apple PC. Yeah, they were a bit ridiculous, and the Matrix printer was really ridiculous, and all the ones with typewriters were saying, yeah, but, this is just toys. But within 2 to 3 to 4 years, we had laser printers, full graphics, color screens, monitors, and so on, and everybody started using IT. And that's so we are in the same development here.
Yeah. Well, and it's pretty exciting to just know that it is possible, number one. But you were talking a little bit about this before. But so if we said the average American home is about, 2,600 square foot, how long? We talked about it not being able to be done in 24 hours. But how long do you think it would actually take to construct? And again, you're doing the outside. You're doing the walls and the shell. You're not doing a toilet or, they're still going to have to bring in the electrical and the plumbing and stuff like that. But to do the 3D printing, how long would it take to do a home that's like 2,600 square foot?
Once the people that are operating the printer has the experience, that means that they've done it more than just one or two times, like driving a car, that it's so you're doing it so regular that and you optimize the way you're doing it, then a house of that size, we're down to 2 to 3 days.
Nice. And see, I think that would be really exciting, especially if they needed to be done. I'm sure in the beginning it's going to be interesting, but I just see so many solutions of housing, especially if you needed little homes, like tiny homes, and you could do those, a smaller home, like even a 500-square-foot home, and you wanted to do a whole little community of 500-square-foot homes. If you can build those shells, then I think it could be something that you can really make a city event much more... I don't know. The possibilities are endless. I love the idea of a 3D printed home.
Speaking of which, you are actually totally correct without knowing it. We had thought originally that most of our demand right now would come from the high labor across countries, like my own country, Sweden, Norway, Germany, France, England, and so on. And we thought that demand would come for architecturally very interesting designs. Because for us, it doesn't matter whether we are printing straight or printing a curve or bending it or whatever. You know, the cost is the same. It's technology that drives it, right? So the cost is exactly the same. And we do also have a demand for that. But the majority of the demand right now are from middle-income to low-income countries where they're looking at building thousands of buildings. And the widest project we're involved in is a project for 18,000 buildings at the same time. And as you said, they're very tiny. They're extremely tiny. They are like in square feet. They're 400 square feet. So basically, it's just two rooms with an outside toilet. But, you know, they have a housing crisis in that country because of some natural catastrophe and so on. And so they're looking at the speed here, saying we have to build 18,000. That, you know, that's like a good-sized city.
Right.
So how can we do that fast? And well, then they're turning to us, and you know, we are then developing more concept where we have very large printers. So the first proposal we actually made to them was in foot would be 150 foot long printer and 50 feet wide, and that would print 12 houses at the same time.
Wow.
Not one by one, but 12 at the same time. And we would finish that in 11 days.
See, and I can see that, especially in the United States. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of fires out in California, and it's devastated entire neighborhoods. And that's one thing I've thought, if we could print a bunch of little homes, at least people would have somewhere to live, even though they wouldn't be as big of homes, you know, but it would give somewhere to live. So 12 homes, wow, that's amazing to think about.
Wow. So if you think about how many buildings 18,000 are, and you say even if we have to do it in 3 years, it is 6,000 buildings per year. It's 100 buildings per week, you know. So basically, it's not one printer, but it's eight printer at the same time printing 12 houses at the same time within a week. Then you can do it. I mean, these are gigantic numbers, and yes, you could apply it in Paradise, where you've had the biggest crisis in California, and you could very fast at least construct some temporary structure that could give them some kind of shelter, much better than the tent solutions that they have now. And here the advantage is that concrete is actually a very, very cheap construction material.
Wow.
So when you have a cheap construction material and you don't use a lot of labor, because even these base printers I'm talking about, we're talking about it, that the manning would be two or three guys, right?
Right.
So the entire manning for doing the house structure. So, you know, if you think about that in relation to Paradise, yeah, we could put up a printer and very fast do them some basic structure, so at least they have a roof over their heads and they have sort of a more permanent establishment than a tent, which is cold and blah, blah, blah.
I know, and I just think it would be so, so important. So let's talk about, I know you said that you guys specialize in the technology, so how much does a 3D printer cost on average?
Well, what happened was that we got a lot of requests. So one day there was a guy, he wanted to print, I have to convert to feet here. He wanted to print like 50 feet by 30 feet in two stories. Next day, the next guy wants to print 30 feet by 80 feet in one story, you know, and the next day another thing, right? So constantly they were different sizes of requests. So we said, let's just make it modular. So you can just add modules.
Ah,
and
nice.
You can go in, you can look in our price list what the price is, and they start from 200,000 euros, which would be $220,000-$230,000. And that's for the smallest, and for the biggest, and here we talk about these very big printers, like 150 feet long by 50 feet wide and 30 feet in the height, they are something like $700,000. So from a couple of $100,000 to $700,000, depending on the size. Normal price is around $300,000. That's the sort of the average size that people are buying right now.
Well, Henrik, we definitely want to continue this conversation. So we'll definitely have you back on to talk about 3D printing and what's happening. And we just want to keep updating people on it. So, Henrik, if people want to know more, they can go to your website, right?
They go to our website. For the very, very interested people, we offer 3D construction printing courses that they can sign up to because there's a lot. This is a new technology. There's a lot to be learned, etc. We also issue a lot of white papers where you can go in and read about this stuff, etc. So we're sort of a knowledge center of 3D construction printing.
Henrik, it has been such a pleasure to have you. And we'll make sure we put all your information up on our social media, too. Well, thank you so much for sharing this technology with us. And I wish you all the blessings. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You too. And find a way that you can make your neighborhood better. Find a way to help someone else smile. I'm Jennifer Hammond.